You're listening to Morning Edition on Red River Radio. It's Tuesday and time for commentator Gary Joyner. In light of the pervasive drought, he addresses extreme flooding throughout history.
In these days of extended droughts, record high temperatures, burn bans, and devastated crops, we need to consider the other side of the coin of Mother Nature's wrath and how it affected our region. In the spring of 1927, a gigantic weather system wreaked havoc in the Midwest and South. Rain fell in torrents for 6 weeks. Vicksburg alone saw over 22 feet of rain. The levees that protect us from massive floods today were created in the 1930s as a result of this event. It caused such damage that it was termed a millennial event, once in 1,000 years. It is not used in calculating flood zones because of its size. All other historic floods pale in comparison. All of the land from the Mississippi River opposite Vicksburg, west to central Ouachita Parish, were flooded. The entire region's streams back-flooded. The rivers flowed backwards, creating their own floods. Mansfield, about 40 miles south of Shreveport, was an island. Shreveport was flooded on 3 sides, making it into a peninsula. The only way out was to the west. South of Vicksburg, huge portions of Louisiana simply disappeared for weeks. People in the Yazoo Basin above Vicksburg were swept away in small boats or rafts and ended up near Morgan City. They had no idea of where the water took them. That flood made Herbert Hoover a national name and launched his presidential bid. It also made Huey Long something of a national hero because the government seemed to do very little to alleviate the massive suffering. We might then pose another question. Has the Arklatex seen worse flooding? The answer is an unqualified yes. Several floods have plagued this region during the 19th and 20th centuries, but the two greatest were in 1908 and 1930. During 1908, the rains came heavily in the upper Red River Valley after an extended dry spell, and flooding hit northwestern Louisiana with almost no warning. The soil was dry and could absorb almost none of this water. The rain scoured the Red River's channel and in some places cut new paths. The river flowed into the eastern side of downtown Shreveport as the former banks disappeared. A photograph taken from the Bossier side of the river during that flood shows the railroad tracks on Commerce Street at the water's edge. No river traffic could operate for weeks. The flood left many areas along the banks weakened, and when it rained again heavily in 1912 and 1916, more damage occurred. No new levees were built. The federal government did not believe it had jurisdiction, and the state could not afford it. The largest flood happened in 1930, only 3 years after the Great Flood of 1927. The Shreveport Times owned a biplane and recorded the devastation. What is today all of Bossier City was underwater. In Caddo Parish, the river tried to break through from Dixie and Gillam north of Shreveport and down below Coushatta in Red River Parish. Ninoc in South Bossier Parish became an island. All of the area that is today Clyde Fant Parkway and west to the Highland neighborhood disappeared under the waters. For the second time in 3 years, Shreveport became a peninsula, only open to dry ground from the west. The new subdivision of Broadmoor was in danger of being lost, and convicts were sent out to build dikes. 3 years later, Congress mandated that a levee system be built in the Mississippi River Valley. Our region finally got the relief from the ravaging floods. This soggy rendition proves again that history matters.
Commentator Gary Joyner is an associate professor of history at LSU Shreveport. He comes to us every Tuesday morning at 7:35.